AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the suspect in Charlie Kirk's killing is charged with aggravated murder.
Utah prosecutors charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder in the killing of Charlie Kirk.
The murder of Charlie Kirk is an American tragedy.
County Attorney Jeff Gray outlining evidence, including a text message confession to the suspect's partner and a note saying he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices and was going to take it.
The defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
The charges mean the 22-year-old could face the death penalty. Prosecutors say Robinson's DNA was found on the trigger of the bolt-action rifle used in the September 10th assassination. I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Sam Mendick reports on Israel's new military campaign in Gaza.
Israel says the operation will be gradual and that they'll go in on the ground as well as by air, and they're telling tens of thousands of Palestinians there to leave. This comes after weeks of Israel warning that they're going to ramp up their offensive into Gaza City, calling it one of Hamas's last strongholds. They also say that they are going to target other Hamas areas throughout Gaza. Palestinians say that they have nowhere to go. Israel said that they need to move to the south of the enclave to what it's calling these humanitarian safe zones. But Israel has previously struck these safe zones. Many Palestinians say they've been uprooted multiple times during the nearly two-year-long war. Many people don't have the means to leave.
President Donald Trump is extending the deadline for the social media app TikTok to shut down. It'll be the fourth time that Trump has ignored federal courts and extended a deadline for TikTok to go out of business. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports there's no new trial for the Menendez brothers.
A judge in California rejected a request for a new trial for Eric and Lyle Menendez. Judge William Ryan denied a 2023 petition seeking a review of the brothers' convictions based on new evidence supporting their claims of sexual abuse by their father. They were convicted of killing their parents in 1989 in their Beverly Hills mansion. Just weeks ago, they were denied parole. The judge wrote, the alleged evidence is not so compelling that it would have produced a reasonable doubt in the mind of at least one juror, and it does not negate the fact the two acted with premeditation and deliberation when they carried out the killings. In denying parole, commissioners said Kyle Menendez still displayed antisocial personality traits, and Lyle Menendez's misbehavior in prison made him still a risk to public safety. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.